We are beginning the Chavetz Chaim's Hakdama to Mishnah Seifrim, which is after Simen Lamed Vav, and he calls it Kitzur Klalei Shaloi Kesidram. This is a concise rendering of the rules of Shaloi Kesidram from the Beis Yosef, Umi Prima Godim, Ushari Achreinim. Kitzur Klalei Shaloi Kesidram, Mi Beis Yosef, Umi Prima Godim, Ushari Achreinim, says as follows. Tfilin u'mezuzais trichin sheyiu k'suvim kesidram. Tefillin and mezuzos need to be written in order. Min ha-toira, and this is a din de oiraisa, dechsiv v'hoyu hadvarim, kisidron. V'hat says v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, right? These words should be alavavchem, alnafshchem, right? So these words should be kisidron. Bein hiktim parasha la parasha, o bein teva la teva, oy ois la ois posel. It doesn't make a difference if the parashias are out of order, or the words are out of order, or the letters are out of order. Anything that's written out of order is not going to be kosher. Aval bezeha ois gufa, but a particular individual single letter, lai shayach kleis shaloi kesidron. It's impossible to write a single letter, shaloi kesidron, of itself. What does that mean? Kagain tzadi shemorkav miyud nun. Let's say you have a tzadi, which is comprised of a yud and a nun. Because of hanun, yachar kach hayud. So the yud is more to the right than the nun. So you would think that maybe the yud has to be written and then the nun. So here he wrote, he wrote first the nun and then the yud. That's not going to be a problem. Because there's no such thing as writing a letter. You can write a letter however you want. Similarly, let's say you write part of a letter, and then you wrote the letter prior to it. You can then complete the second letter, and that will not be called Shaloi Kesidron. The kol she'ein kosev oishalim, because as long as you haven't written a complete letter, mikri v'hayu advarim, it's still considered that it was written Kesidron. The davar shalim ba'inon loy chatzi davar, because you need to write something whole. And if you haven't written something whole, so that would not be a problem. So for instance, let's say you're writing the word Shema, the first word in the mezuzah, and you wrote half of the mem, and then you went back and you wrote the shin, and then you went back and you completed the mem. So that would be kosher, because you never wrote a complete mem. Had you written a full mem, and then you wrote the shin, that would be written out of order. But if you only wrote half of the mem, that's not called written out of order. Avalim kosav yud, beloy koitze asmali. But let's say you wrote a yud, and it's missing the koitz, the left koitz, the kutze shel yud. Ay aleph ayin v'shinu kadaymish ein nega hayud ba'ayis. Or you wrote an aleph ayin or shin in their entirety. Just there's a hefsik there, it's detached. And then you wrote the letter prior to it. Yesh b'mishim kleis shaloi kesidron, that would be shaloi kesidron. The hashta lekula amrinon, the yochel etaka in acharkach, because in as much as we hold that those things could be fixed later, kemavur betaz b'simin lamed vav b'simin lamed beis sif chav hey, mishum de'ikar hadvarim kaseder nechtevu, the shame ois aleh afilu b'loi hatikun, u'kumash nechtev acharkach, kol shekein l'chumra, the shame ois aleh v'havei shaloi kesidron. So in as much as we say that an aleph with the yud detached, or any other similar case, one is allowed to fix it afterwards, and that's not going to be called shaloi kesidron. So avada, if you wrote that letter in that fashion, and then you went and wrote the letter prior to it, so that would be a problem of shaloi kesidron. In other words, if it works lekula, it certainly works lechumra. V'kol shekeinim loy nechsar b'ha'ois rak tagim oishar dvarim she'enim akivim. And certainly, if the letter is just missing details, but the actual tzuras ha'ois is there, v'achar kach kasav mikoidim, and then you wrote the previous letter, d'yesh b'mishum shaloi kesidron, that would be a problem of shaloi kesidron as well. Hagav, yesh seifrim shenichshalim b'inyan shaloi kesidron b'psulei day raisa. There are seifrim that are nichshal in inyanim of shaloi kesidron on psulim day raisa. V'hu rak machmas chesrin yediya shetayin lachshavish shel shaloi kesidron nikra rakim hu metakin ezadavar achar gemara parashis. The reason why they're nichshal is because they think that it's only going to be called shaloi kesidron if they fix something after they finish the parashias. Velkein metaknim beis aksiva kama oisius shekvar cholaf v'over alei mehen. And therefore, they go and they fix things later. Ube emes loikein hu, ela tekev kishekosav ha'ois She'acherav osel etaken ha'ishal afanav. And notice what he's saying is that some seifrim, what they think is that what's the problem? After I finish the mezuzah, I can't go and fix anything. But let's say I wrote Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now I want to go and I want to fix the word Yisrael, so that I'm allowed to do because I haven't finished the mezuzah yet. So he said that's Mamash Amiratzis, and that avada would be a problem because once you wrote the letter that follows the letter you want to fix, you're going to be stuck with the problem of Shalika Sidran. Unless we're dealing with a situation where the thing that you want to fix is Be'etzem considered that it still has the Tzuras Ha'ais, then you can fix it. Otherwise, you cannot fix it. V'lav kulei alma dina gemiri, not everybody knows the halachas lay that ezadavar yeshalav shem oisay ois b'litikanu mutu l'taknei afilo acharkach. People don't know which letters can be fixed, even, so to speak, shalika sidran. Ube ezadavar enalav shem ha'ois b'litikanu, and which letters have lost etzuras ha'ois. M'meila osa l'taknei achar shekosav ha'ois acharav. And therefore, those letters you would not be able to fix once you wrote later letters. Alkein, therefore, may anochen la seifer sheizar betfilin umezuzois sheloi lahanif yodai al shum ois letaknei beezet tikun acher shekosav ha'ois acherav. For that reason, a seifer should never fix a letter once he's written weiter. Im loy davar shenimtza kosav beferish besifrei ha'poiskim shezamut letaken afilo acharkach. Unless it's something that's explicitly stated in the poiskim, that's permitted. V'lo yadame ba'atzmai milsel milsen, he shouldn't make up his own svaras what's going to be mutter and what's going to be aser. The kol zehu afilu tikun shel yedei ksiva. All this is talking, even if you fix something by adding to it with writing. The kol shekein tikun shel yedei mechika, avada, kal v'chomer, any sort of tikun which involves erasure, sheyesh b'chashash lechakteiches, afilu loikosav adayin shumoy zacher zeh, shetzarech moed leida kol pirat yadinim sheyesh b'zeh. So if you're dealing with erasing, so then even if you didn't go further yet, you can run into a situation of chakteiches. And you have to know those halachas, ki inyon of aruchim. These are very long and complicated halachas. Ba'ayin v'chayyadim shekosav, tu'ayamasnim ha-sayfer shaloi, the chayyadim says that for this reason, he made a t'nai with his sayfer, shaloi lahanif alayim barzal machmezeh, that he shouldn't make any corrections by way of erasure. U'be'etzem, u'be'emes ha-tzotza yitoyvim me'oid, that's a great idea. Av'leinena me'eles rak le'inyin li'notzel ha-yidei zeh, mi'chshash de'chakteiches. But you have to keep in mind that the Chayadim's Eitzah only helps you to avoid problems of Chakteiches, Avaloymi Shalika Sidran, but it doesn't help you to avoid problems of Shalika Sidran. The only Eitzah not to be over on Shalika Sidran is to tell the Sefer to write very, very slowly, and he shouldn't move on to the next letter until the previous letter is exactly the way it's meant to be. And I've seen people that have spent lots of money on their tefillin, and they make sure to take beautiful batim from an excellent batim acher, v'ashrei chalkam, and that's fantastic. Aval b'yoysim yizet tzarech lizar al inyan ha-tfilin mi-bifnim, v'heim ha-parshiyas. One needs to ensure that the tefillin parshiyas on the inside are also made very well. Sheyasa ha-sefer kol ha-isi ha-seyem, kadin b'kol proteyem v'hidureyem, that the sefer does it properly, exactly the way it's meant to be. And for this, the sefer has to know the halachas of writing the oisius, and he needs to do it slowly. Because if even one letter is not done properly, it's ma'akiv the entire pair of tefillin. What if the ksav is missing the tagim or kutzah shel yud, mevur b'simen lamevav betaz b'simen lamebez magen avram, the yesh l'taken afilu achar shenechtevu, those things can be fixed shaloi kesidron, the koil sha'ois tzurasa yaleh, because since the letter still maintains its tzura, afal gav deblo kutzah shel yud asmali posel rabbeinu tam, even though technically it's a psul, for gam tagim yesh amrim de posel mlai tigon, and even the tagim, there are those that hold its posel if they're not there. Mikol Mokim v'hayu hadvarim guf hadvarim kasei de nechtevu. But in terms of the tzuras ha'isius, they are there and written in order. V'chein lahafrid negias b'nais la'ayshari acharkach. And similarly, erasing negias between letters would also be mutter shalaika sidron. U'pashat d'davkim l'ayneshtana tzuras ha'adei negia, provided that the negia did not cause any sort of a shinei tzura. Similarly, letters that have detached parts, and a tinnik reads them in their proper way, or a case of a bez or a dalet that are not attached to the gag. So again, if you have any of these cases of an aleph, a shin, or an ayin, or a tuf that are detached, or you have the gag of a bez or a dalet that's detached, in any of these cases, so long as the tinai can still read it, kitzurasa, so it can be fixed. But all this is only if the hefsik is not nikar lehedya. I am nikar lehedya, but if it is visible immediately upon glancing at the tefillin, afal gav that tinnik kairikain, even though the tinnik does recognize the letter, kevan she'en tzurasa aleh, have a kosev shalika sidron, since it does not have the proper tzura, it can be written, it can be repaired, it cannot be repaired, and it would be a problem of shalika sidron. Now this is the Prima Gadim talking. V'agoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger b'chidushav, but the Chavetz Chaim adds in that Rabbi Kiva Eger, polag al zeh, he argues, v'chein b'ran rusham b'simin lam b'ez lahalocha, ba'ayin sham shebiranu shebe'eza davar gam Rabbi Kiva Eger moidala prima godim. And take a look over there where we said that even though Rabbi Kiva Eger argues in a case where it's nikar lehedya, that he holds it can be fixed, and not like the prima godim who holds it cannot be fixed, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is moida that in a case of a tzadi where it's split into two letters, if it would be nikar lehedya over there, he also would agree that that cannot be fixed, and it would be a problem of shalika sidron. This is all talking where it's not an aleph, for instance, that's detached, doesn't look like any other letter. But as we just said, but if the tzadi is split and now it doesn't look like a tzadi anymore, it looks like a yud and a nun, or you have a ches which is split right at the place where the left leg is meant to be attached to the head, and now it looks like a hay. Even if the tinnik reads it as a hay or a tzadi, ain mail tikkun mishum shalika sidron. Over there, it would not be kosher, and it cannot be fixed, because it would be shalika sidron. V'dan, you should know, the dasa prima godim b'zeda afilu amein nikir pridosan lichil hedya. Prima godim holds that in the case of a tzadi or a ches, even if the hefsik is not nikir lehedya, v'atina kara gamkein lois, and the tina can read it properly, still loy mahani tikkun. V'ayin v'simin lam and beish, habirayin rusham, dal kolponim b'shas hadchak, yesh lahakal b'zeda mahani tikkun. In Simon Lamed Beis, we explained that one could rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's Mekel, if it's a Shas HaTchak, and then it would still be kosher b'di'evit. Kosev oid ha'prima godim, the prima godim also writes, klola d'milsa, a general rule. Kol she'enai kosev rak moichek oi moishech, anytime you're not writing, you're just erasing, oi moishech, or you're just extending a letter, loy havish like a sidron, that can never be a psul of shalika sidron. Hamashal, for instance, lavaisecha malei vav. You wrote the word lavaisecha with a vav. Tzarech lemchek havav, so you have to get rid of the vav because it's not supposed to be there. V'afta al yedei zeh yeh teva kishnei tevas. And even though now when you get rid of the vav, so it's split into, so to speak, two different words, the eitzah is yimshech habez, so stretch the base to fill up that space, the empty space. V'af al pisha koisev, and even though that entails writing, meshicha lav kluv avid, when you're just schlepping a letter, that's not called that you did anything. Because it always had a tzuras beis. So you haven't created any new letter. So again, all the letters were written in order, and everything is fine. But if you made a beis in a case, in a way that it's narrow, and it looks more like a nun, than like a beis. V'achakach moshe le beis, and then you schlepped it to look like a beis. Havei shalike sidron, that would be shalike sidron, because over there previously it was a nun and now it's a beis. V'chein afilu nechtav ois mitchila kaseder v'achakach niskalkel machmaseis adavar shehu. Or even if the letter was originally written appropriately, but then later on it developed into a shinei tzura, either through spit or the sun or whatever it may be. Kevan shen is battled tzuras ha'ois, since it lost the tzuras ha'ois for X amount of time. Kishachayzer achakach umetaken, when he's going to go back and fix it, havi shalei kisidron, that will be a problem of shalei kisidron. The bekol shah be'inan kisidron, because it needs to be kisidron constantly. So once it lost its status of kosher, even for a second, you're going to run into a problem of shalei kisidron if you want to fix it. V'leidami l'mukav gvil, and this is unlike mukav gvil, the leikapid kura rakash asksiva, where we only are worried about the hakafos gvil b'shas ksivo, k'may shakasavni b'fnim ba'irich, as we discussed previously in Simon Lamed Beis. L'fa'amim afilu al yedei ksivas nekuda achas, yesh b'ze mishum shalei kisidron. Sometimes, even by just adding one little nekuda, that could be a problem of shalei kisidron. K'may shekosav reish b'makom dalet. For instance, if you wrote a reish where you're supposed to write a dalet, v'tzarech l'rabeya b'dyoy, and you're meant to be squaring it off, k'may shekosav b'simen la b'beis b'tasif tazayin, su mifsul mishum shalei kisidron. It's going to be a psul of shalei kisidron because you turned the reish into a dalet. Haklal kol she'ein tzurasa aleh. Any time you don't have the proper tzura of a kaisiv nekuda, and you add even the slightest nekuda, val yadeza niskasha ha'ois, which causes the letter to become kosher, yesh bazeh, mishum shalei kisidron, that will be a problem. Oy dvarim achadim einin chak teiches. All that was about shalei kisidron. Regarding chak teiches, kol mokim shenemar v'kosav, any time the Torah says the word v'kosav, it needs to be written, kagoyin b'tfilin mezuzah sefer Torah get, possible by chaktaiches. Chaktaiches will be a psul because it's not considered v'kosav. We darshin v'kosav v'loy v'chokak. V'afilu imra kutze shal yud nigmar al yedei chaktaiches. Even if just the kutze shal yud was finished off through chaktaiches, ma'akev, that's going to passel the tefillin. Kevin de b'loy ha'koitz loy haya miskasher ha'is adayin, because without the koitz, the yud was not kosher. V'chasimus edei haget v'chaktaiches, regarding whether or not Adim can sign a get with Chak Teiches, Ayin Veshmul Evin Ezer, B'simin Kuflamid Aischof, B'mkoyim Igun Kosher, where he says that regarding a case where it's a Shaila of a Mokim Igun, so then we could be Mekel on Chak Teiches for the Chasima, for the signature of the Adim. Afal Gavdaloi Ksiv Behu Vakosav, Lechatchila Makpidim K'may B'kol Get, even though the Kosav is going on the writing of the get and not the edim, but even over there, lechatchila w'machmir, ayin sham. V'hine, inyin chaktoiches tzarech ha-sefer lizor b'ma'oid. Sefer needs to be extremely careful about the dinim of chaktoiches v'nyanam arukim, v'nyanam arukim, and it's very lengthy. Ayin simen l'am v'beis if yud zayin yudches. Ach nekoit ha-klola b'yodcha. But keep this klal in mind, ki hafachu mi shalei kisidron, it's the exact opposite of shalei kisidron, shasham gairu umayichek umayishek loy havei shalei kisidron, because as we said a moment ago, over there, shalei kisidron, if you schlep and erase, all those things are not considered to be shalei kisidron. Gairu hu biyavish umayichek belach, the difference between gairu is when it's dry and mayichek is when it's wet. But regarding chak teiches, nafachu gairer umayichek umayishek, kol she'ena oisa maise begufa oisa mashlima adayin havei chak teiches. Any time you are not completing the letter through writing, that is called chak teiches. For instance, adimyan beis shenase ketzurasa. Let's say you have a beis which is written appropriately, oisamach v'chafu kadoime, shenafal tipas d'yoy l'teicha cholol, and you have a tipa of d'yoy that fell in to the hollow area of the letter, after you have a kosher beis samach or chaf, but because of this stain, the letter now is no longer recognizable. And sometimes, even though a child does recognize it, as long as we see that it's not kosher anymore, it's not going to help to erase that letter. Why? The kolshe nifsala, because since the tzura was ruined, but la ksiva kamaisas, the original writing is nisbatel, v'yata havei chak teiches, and when you're going to recreate the tzura by erasing, that is chak teiches. the haloy avid maisa begufa, because you haven't corrected the letter at all. You're not fixing the tzura. You're just erasing around the tzura which was there before. Kiyam al yedei chakika ba'alma shechachak teicha ois. Vafilu moishach achakach habeiz, gaga vishula. And even if you're going to stretch out the bays afterwards, or the samach, who knows, even if you're going to play around with the ksav, gam kein lay mahani, it's not going to help you either. Because at the end of the day, how did you correct the tzura? By erasing, not by writing. Upsula, that's going to be a psul. I'll tell you even more. Ches b'makim shtei zayin. If someone wrote a ches instead of writing two zayins, lay mahani sheigra achartim. V'yisharu shtei zaynin. It's not going to help. It's not supposed to say hachartim. It's supposed to say hachatei teres. It's not going to help to erase the chatei teres and to leave the two zayins. Dema maisa osa begufa ois. What, have you touched the two zayins? You haven't touched the two zayins. So what do? You just erased. Erasing is chakteiches. Avolim tzarech lashlima chakach. But if you erase it in a way that you ruined the tzura and now it needs to be completed, kosher, then it's going to be kosher, v'lo mikri chak teiches, and it's not going to be a problem of chak teiches. Now, if you have written further, it would be a problem of shalei kesidron, but chak teiches won't be a problem. Kain mavur be'avon ezer, simen kuf chav hei ois gimel, mogen avron b'simen lam beiz, ois chav gimel, aval atah sham pikbek al ze. But the Taz, he argues on this, ayin sham b'ois yud, ba'ayin le'el b'simen lam beiz, sif yud zayin v'sif yud ches, shemavoyer sham hakol be'er heitiv. Take a look over there where we explain everything very nicely, and we discuss the dinim of chak teiches regarding each letter individually. There are a few more halachas from the Prima Gadim that I have been matic at the end of the Kuntres Mishnas Seifrim, which is coming right up. Ayin Sham for those extra tidbits.